As we kick off another day of Listener Appreciation Week, I want to spend just a moment talking about truth. Because under the guise of truth, Christians have communicated such things as the legend of Darwin's deathbed conversion. Or they've defended the historicity of the Gospels through forgeries like the Pilate letter, or argued for the inspiration of Scripture on the basis of embedded Bible codes. They've employed sloppy journalism to circulate an endless variety of resurrection stories. And this kind of creative storytelling is pandemic not just today in Christianity, it is pandemic in the broader culture. It runs the gamut from NBC and their report on exploding General Motor trucks, all the way to such things as Jane Roe and her fabricated story of rape, which, by the way, was encouraged by pro-abortion leaders and became instrumental in the U.S. Supreme Court's 1973 decision known as Roe v. Wade. Look, in an age in which internet fabrications are traveling halfway around the world, before truth has even had the chance to put its boots on, the Apostle Paul and his words in Ephesians ring through the centuries with urgency. We are called as Christians to stand firm with the belt of truth buckled around our waists. Your waist is the center of your body. Truth, well, it is central to a biblical worldview. Of course, so often we ask this question, what is truth? And the reason we're asking that question is postmodern people are staring at truth and yet failing to recognize its identity. Truth, in the final analysis, is an aspect of the nature of God Himself. In other words, to put on the belt of truth is to put on Christ, because Christ is truth, and we as Christians are called to be witnesses or bearers of truth. Christianity is not true because it works pragmatically or feels right subjectively, or because it's my truth relativistically. It's true because it's anchored in the objective verity of Jesus Christ. The Christian faith, as Oz Guinness has once said, isn't true because it works. It works because it's true. It's not true because we experience it. We experience it because it's true. It's not just simply true for you. It's true for anyone who seeks in order to find, because truth is true even if no one believes it. A falsehood is false even if everyone holds to it. That's why truth doesn't yield to opinion or fashion. It's not about being politically correct. It's anchored in the very one who spoke, and the limitless galaxies leapt into existence. Truth is at its core essential to a realistic worldview. And the moment we drop the belt of truth, our view of reality becomes seriously skewed. When its buckle breaks, reality is clouded, and the unthinkable becomes normal. We live in that kind of a milieu today. In fact, it's precisely why we've developed a little resource. It's called What is Truth? The Best of the Christian Research Journal. And during Listener Appreciation Week, I want to make this resource available to you for your gift to keep the ministry circling the globe. It's available for your gift when you access us in a safe, secure fashion on the World Wide Web at equip.org, at Post Office Box 8500 through the mail. That's in Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271, or As always, you can talk to our resource consultants at 888-7000 CRI. I want to spend a few moments talking to a friend who knows a little bit about the precipitous decline that our culture is now experiencing because it has lost its fix on truth. He himself was once an unbeliever, and then he began to examine the claims of Christianity, and he discovered the truth. In fact, the truth became more real to him than the very flesh upon his bones, and now he has spoken to millions of young people, impacted their lives. In fact, his legacy continues to live on in a powerful way through his son, Sean, who's also reaching out to young people. And the reason I am pointing this out in an introduction to someone who doesn't need to be introduced is because young people today are leaving the church. They're leaving the Christian faith because they do not realize how significant the issue of truth is. In fact, so often they don't believe that Christianity is ultimately anchored in truth. They think it is anchored in mythology. Joining me right now, Josh McDowell. Hi, Josh.
Hey, Hank. It's so good to be with you.
It's great to have you on the broadcast. During Listener Appreciation Week, we're trying to rally the troops to stand with this ministry so that we can continue not only to broadcast over the Bible Answer Man broadcast, but to produce resources that point people back to truth.